This episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Dave. I'm with Mark today, and I've got a major beef I want to talk about right now, and that is the number 36. Number 36 is the rank that Shay just got from the ESPN experts for the best basketball players in the world and in America, in the NBA, whatever you want to say, but this is straight up bullshit. He was ranked number 36 out of the 150 or 200 players that they just did. It just pisses me off. I'm shaking right now. I'm pissed off. DeAndre Ayton is number 35. De'Aaron Fox is number 34. Zach LaVine, number 33. Klay Thompson, who hasn't played ball in a couple years, is 32. 31 is Ja Morant. This is just straight up bullshit. I am so fucking pissed off right now. I don't understand why they would rank Shay so low and so just, I don't know, blatantly bullshit. Like, come on. You're going to rank some of these guys up higher than Shay? That's just dumb. And then they get somebody like Russell Westbrook at 29. Are you fucking kidding me right now? These guys are fucking on crack, man. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we were just talking the other day about the idea of DeAndre Ayton and, you know, SGA and comparing the two. And, I mean, I understand why DeAndre Ayton is getting a lot of attention. He was in the finals, and SGA, you know, he sat out most of the second half of the season. So I get why people are all about them. But like you said, these are supposed to be experts. You know, like, just having a really high field goal percentage in the playoffs isn't enough to, like, make anybody think that you're actually leading a team. De'Aaron Fox, I mean, he's taken some big steps. I understand why people are excited about him, but it's a couple years too late at this point for him to really convince anybody that he's going to be a superstar at the level that they thought when he was first drafted. I mean, Zach LaVine has taken some good steps, but similar. I mean, where's Zach LaVine going to be in 5 years, and where's SGA going to be in 5 years? You know what I mean? Like, this isn't even going to be close. So, I know that's not what this is talking about, but you have to assess somewhat the trajectory that these players are going on to get an idea of where this is happening. I mean, the one that really kind of fires me up is number 30, CJ McCollum. I get it. CJ is good, but, I mean, how can you say that the Trailblazers' second best player is better than our best player? And the Trailblazers, I mean, they're in trouble, man. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and then you get somebody like Ben Simmons at number 28, and then you get why he fell 12 spots. And the reality is that they have just swallowed the pill of what the media and the fans are saying. It's like, well, he fell 12 spots to 28 because he can't shoot worth anything. That's where it pisses me off, is that, like, I get it. Ben Simmons can't shoot, but that's not his fucking game, and he's still an All-American. This is where I get so frustrated with everybody and listening to them, is that people will say, oh, well, we don't want Ben Simmons on this team because he can't shoot. Well, listen, if Ben Simmons is an All-American and All-NBA player and he can't shoot, that should tell you guys something. This guy is phenomenal. I would love to have Ben Simmons on this team, and the fact is that he's ranked 28th is just a straight-up bullshit. You know, we can go down Jaylen Brown at 27, Brandon Ingram at 26, and it's just to me, this is just painful shit, man. And I understand people want to say that these guys are playing really, really well, but the reality is we know when Shay is playing at his best, there is no better guard than Shay out there in the league. He can play shooting guard. He can play point guard. He can play small forward. We've seen him do it all in Oklahoma City with that Oklahoma City Thunder uniform on, and we're going to see him do it again. And when he starts playing, we're going to see major fucking respect towards him, and I'm going to be stoked because this is what we need from Shay. We need somebody that is going to lead this team into this next quote-unquote century of playing that is going to be truly spectacular.
You know, when you look at the number 26 spot, which is Brandon Ingram, who's 10 spots in front of SGA, and you compare their stats, well, let's just do it real quick, okay? 23.8 points per game for Brandon Ingram, SGA 23.7. Field goal percentage, 50.8 for SGA, 46.6 for Brandon Ingram. Okay, 3-point percentage. For SGA, 41.8% for Brandon Ingram, 38.1. Rebounding. Okay, well here, Ingram's got the lead on him on that. 4.9 for Ingram, 4.7 for SGA. Well, that's not much. Assists per game, 4.9 for Brandon Ingram, 5.9 for SGA. So I don't really get it, man. To me, when I look at Brandon Ingram, I see someone who is supposed to be a shooter, and he doesn't shoot as well as SGA. And SGA, shooting is just one of his elite skills. He's a playmaker. He is a defender. He really, really understands how to drive and create angles for his teammates. What does Brandon Ingram do? He's a spot-up shooter. Sometimes he likes to put on the ball on the floor to create his own shot. But if that's his best thing and he's not making his teammates around him better, how are you going to put him 10 spots in front of someone who does those things and has better stats than him?
Yeah, man. And look at who is at, you know, around him, around Shea at this number right here. 43, Kyle Lowry. 42, Julius Randle. 41, Michael Porter Jr. Dante Sabonis at number 40. Pascal Siakam at 38. Draymond Green at 37. So you're telling me that you would consider Draymond Green and Shea to be equal? Like, I get it. Draymond Green is one of those guys that you want on your team as a defender and as a hardcore player. But the reality is that he's not a guy that you start an NBA team in an NBA squad around. He is a guy that's going to glue this a team together and make them a contender. But he is not a guy that you're going to base your entire team around, that you're going to expect 20, 25, 30 points a game from him day in and day out. That's not Draymond Green. I mean, that's not any of these fucking guys. And that's what's so bullshit is that he's so far up there. Pascal Siakam, I see him at 38. I think that's straight up disrespectful. But the reality is that so is some of these other guys. I get it. Are you going to put the ball in Michael Porter Jr.'s hand and expect him to score 25, 30 points a game? No, but he's ranked right there with Shea. And Julius Randle at number 42. You know, man, this is just crazy to me. I don't even know what to say. I mean, Kyle Lowry is at 43. Miles Turner at 44. These are guys that are averaging like 12, 13 points a game, and yet they're so far up there. This is just insane to me. Like, I don't get it. It's just bullshit.
Well, here's all I have to say about this, man. SGA has made it clear he wants to be one of the greatest players of all time. He wants to be the greatest point guard of all time. So a list like this has to just piss him off. I mean, putting him in a spot where they really don't give him much credit for improving. When you look at his ranking last year to his ranking this year, I think they've moved him up maybe two spots. I mean, he did a lot of work and he improved quite a bit. They're not giving him any credit, and he has to go out there and he has to earn it. He's not going to be given anything because he plays in New York or LA. He's got to gain the respect and the attention of the NBA experts, and he's going to do it. He's going to do it this year, and he's just going to let everybody know he is elite, and anybody who doesn't think so, they can go fuck off.
Yeah, man, but I mean, we're going to consistently stand up for Shea. It doesn't matter who we're talking about. That's just what we do, and that's why we're saying that this is bullshit. You know, we've said for a while is that we want to be able to take our sights and point it towards other people outside of the Oklahoma City Thunder community. I'm really proud of the community, how they have started to wrap themselves around this team and support them. We've stopped hearing this whole tanking idea. Yes, the season's over, and yes, we're going to hear it the second the season starts. But the reality is I'm proud of the Oklahoma City Thunder fan base for having a change about the way they treat people and the way they say things. This is exciting, man. We got a really great team, a great squad, and it all starts with Shea. That's why we're here talking about this at number 36, at Shea number 36, is because we both know that Shea deserves to be in the top 20 right now. That's just the way it is. Mark and I will debate whether he belongs in the top 10 or not, but right now for me, I guarantee you I feel like he belongs in the top 20. I know for a fact that this guy is going to come out averaging 25 to 28 points a game, and he is going to be really one of those guys that everybody's like, holy cow, we did not see this coming. But we all here that are listening to this podcast, we all see it. We've been seeing it for a while, and it's exciting shit. That's why Mark and I are getting hyped right now.
Yeah, and you know, some other beef we can deal with later, but somehow Dort was left off of this list, and I don't get it. I mean, there's some rookies on this list that Dort will have a good time playing against because he belongs on this list and they haven't earned shit yet. So, whatever, they didn't put him on this list. I don't really give a shit about these stupid lists other than to say, you guys better start respecting the Thunder players or you can go fuck yourself. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us for another episode of The Last Storm. We're going to be back tomorrow talking about whatever is going on. Hopefully, we have something good to talk about, but if not, we'll talk some shit. We're good with that, too. 29 days until the season's kicked off, so we appreciate that, and we're looking forward to it, and we appreciate you for joining us once again. We'll see you tomorrow, and this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.